Hello.
Hi.
It's recording. Oh, we're back again.
We're in a very different room.
No one's perfect.
We're not
dead. Yeah, that's true. We've been busy. This is the Cubicorn Games podcast. My name is Dustin Morabito. We've got people, and we're going to talk about stuff. Mostly, I think, just video games that we've been mucking around with. Maybe some other things.
Talk about how disappointed we all were with Black Friday. Maybe in ourselves.
True that. I'll go around the round table we have now. I guess we had one before.
It was octagonal.
Yeah, it was.
Fair enough.
And lumpy. You had a round.
Kyle's table was round. Yeah, so that was the lumpy one.
So I guess it's usually been a round table.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Who cares?
I digress. Game Butchie is here.
Hello. Yeah. I'm here. I'm Game Butchie. It's been a while.
Yeah.
Yep.
You're looking like you're ready for... It's colder up here than I thought it would be. I thought it was going to be warmer, but Gabe's got his jacket on, and I kind of wish I had mine.
I have gloves on
as well.
Yeah,
you got to be cold.
I'll be okay. I'll walk it off.
Yeah, I'm, like, hyper cold sensitive, so I look like a big dweeb in a coat. But it's a nice coat, so it works out.
No, yeah, fine. I'm saying you did hair.
I don't need hair.
I wouldn't call you a big dweeb for that.
Yeah, you're fine.
I have hair. I don't need that.
Saying you're smart because you planned ahead.
Thank you.
Kept your hair.
Like growing hair.
That's really thinking.
Eight months ago, I was like, man,
it's going to be so cold in Dustin's upstairs.
Better grow this hair. Yeah, you put it on your calendar and you were like,
grow hair.
Bring a coat. Better get better jeans and grow some hair.
No haircuts.
Jeans on head. Hair.
I don't think that's how jeans work.
Could.
I could do it.
I'm not a scientist.
Depends who shop at Buckle.
Listen to what I say.
There you go. To Gabe's left, going around the table, we have three McGrath brothers.
Yeah. Yeah.
No more introductions. Let's move on.
Agreed.
Sorry, Lorraine.
And then,
you don't get one.
Beyond would be
more Morabitos over there.
Yep. Joining us for the first introduction.
Yes.
Is that true?
We haven't done one since the wedding.
Whoa.
I know. That's how fucked up things have been. We've had too much stuff going on.
We did one like the week before. And then haven't done anything for like a month.
Mm-hmm. I was afraid I was going to mess it up. I had to say it in my mind over and over again.
It's been a busy month. Now we can officially say we're up on Asteroid M up here.
Whoa. Gabe, you're the only not M last name.
Gabe Mutchie.
I have many names and none of them are M.
Yep.
Maybe change it to Mutchie. W. You could be the Wario of the table.
Mutchie.
Good.
Warabia.
So yeah, that's what we've been up to. Get married and then fix and shit.
Probably some other stuff.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Getting a home in order.
Yeah, it's out of this room, which hopefully will get some use. I think it'll be all right.
The McGraths, by contrast, have not been getting married.
That's
or
true.
Fixing anything.
Also true.
They fix some things every now and then.
We're getting a car fixed.
Yeah.
My car is currently broken and being fixed.
Yeah, that's what I meant.
Something?
Good.
Do you guys feel more grown up when you fix things?
No.
I just feel like
I'm more poor.
Yeah. Well, that too, but like...
Frustrated because I lost X amount of time fixing something.
Uh-huh.
I feel weird when I like we put all the blinds
you
up and I felt
out.
A little good about it, but also it was like, man, home improvement is strange.
You just powered through those. That doing. Was like almost one evening you got all the blinds up after we got the...
Well, it's like,
in.
You do it once, and then, because the first one took us, like, 2.5 hours to do,
well,
and I had to have my dad help me, because I suck.
My God, they were terrible.
And then after that, I put up, like, the other 10 or so in probably 2.5 hours.
You crushed it, and I did nothing. It was great.
Did you make dinner?
I do make dinner a lot.
All right.
I do
fair.
Dishes a lot and clean, like, everything.
You make her cook dinner and do the dishes?
She's
monster.
She volunteered to do the dishes.
No, it doesn't work like that.
They won't get done if I don't do that.
He's got to do it.
Dustin had a long day of work.
And so I don't think we can do this.
I'll tell you about domestic partnership.
Well, for me, for sure.
All right, moving on.
Anyway.
We're here to talk about video games.
Vacuum.
Stop. And playing them.
She's talking about Cooking Mama. She was playing Cooking
Mama.
Uh-huh.
I love
and
Cooking
Laundry
Mama.
Laundry Mama.
It's super good. It's like WarioWare, but...
But cooking.
I do like WarioWare.
Think, cooking and with
actual
Mama.
Recipes,
were there multiple
I think.
Ones on the DS?
Instead of Mono.
I only the first
yeah.
one. Like, the Cooking
yeah.
Mama.
I remember,
and then also the Wii one.
There were multiple handheld
I have not played
ones,
any other,
yeah.
any other
yeah.
of the Mama games.
There's also a Cooking Papa.
Really?
Huh.
Yeah.
Huh.
Does
How
he cook
different?
Very different recipes?
I never played it.
Does he grill? Is that all he does?
He's probably grilling.
It's all about the patriarchy,
he drives
man.
Him to fast food.
Puts in the microwave and goes back to watching football.
He's very handsome, okay? That's all I know about it. He looks very good in an apron.
Excellent. Of course he does. Does he have, like, Kiss the Cook on it? Uh-huh. Or is it like one of those ones that looks like a like someone's body underneath, like the Superman one?
Is he wearing anything under the apron?
That's boxers. A book. We'll have this conversation off.
These are the questions
camera.
We don't want to answer. Keeps taking it back.
Stop looking.
Very direct.
Cooking Papa's apron. Mm-hmm.
I didn't look at the back. Okay.
Don't turn around.
I'm sure there's a very specific internet website for this.
Sure. I bet it exists.
Fanfiction.net.
4chan.
I don't need to see.
MovieDump.com.
I was just thinking about that.
We'll never be able to forget that.
Nope. I can't ever. Unsee it.
Luckily, that was contained to one corner, and I never saw it.
You were lucky.
Anyway.
So, what's up? Who's been playing what? Who wants to go first with the thing they've been doing?
Do you want me to gush about Woolly World for like... good sure. handful of minutes. I love it. It's amazing.
Give us your solo. Your
hot.
Solo. Yeah.
Have you played the co-op yet?
He didn't want to play with me. I was playing all by myself.
I'm sorry.
What kind of monster doesn't want to play Best Friends the video game?
I did not want to play it. I was just doing other stuff.
Too busy playing.
I wasn't like turning my nose up at it. I was just like, I'm messing with other things right now.
If you can't turn his nose up, it's too big.
That's right.
No. I had already beaten it at that point.
So how was it?
It was good. I liked it a lot. It starts you off kind of slow, but it ramps up. My God. Because what I ended up doing, I didn't go for like 100%, which is like getting all the stamps and finishing each level with full health. But I got all, because those are metrics they keep.
Good.
They show on there. But they don't get you anything aside from Miiverse stamps.
Sure. Hitting the top of the flagpole.
Yeah. Basically. Yes. Beating it with every single character, like,
every single amiibo.
Okay.
I got all of the little sunflowers, or daisies there, actually. And then all the little yarn bundles to get all of the Yoshis. And then getting all of the flowers in a level will unlock, like, an extra level, which they're basically like Mario Maker at that point. They are nuts.
So it's like Yoshi's Island, then, when you collect
all
the...
It's made by a lot of
there's
the same
one
people,
in each, and then once you've gotten everything, a final one unlocks that kind of, like, goes you through themes of all of the different worlds.
Okay.
And is insanely hard.
And then the game gets really absurd, and it forces Yoshi to choose between saving the life of his lover and the life of his best friend.
What game is this?
Woolly World.
How would you compare it to
a
Yoshi's
dark,
Island?
A pretty Yoshi reboot.
It's basic. Like, it plays like the original Yoshi's Island without the Mario aspect of it.
Okay.
Which was the worst
part. You just have, like, a health bar instead?
Yeah, you've got, like, a ring around you that has, like, you pick up the little hearts, and it, like, goes up to, like, I don't know, it's maybe, like, 30. Like that.
Wow.
But no, you take a lot with each hit. Like, some guys will do like
it,
5. It's
that part
of it
is strange.
It's really weird.
Yeah, it does. She does. Like, it does have, it's well over 10. I'm not sure exactly how many, but like a bunch of little heart pips around Yoshi, and you just take seemingly random numbers of damage when you like touch enemies and stuff.
I think it's specific per enemy. Like, some just do more. Like,
sure, but I mean, it's weird that it's not like 3.
Right. Lower everything a little bit.
But it's super adorable. The music's really great.
Okay.
I had an amazing time. And it's a lot of fun. I think I spent getting all of the stuff unlocked and beating all the levels. I put a good 30 hours into it.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's biggest thing that kept me from wanting to get it is I felt like it wasn't going to have enough content.
There's 6 worlds, each with about, I think with the special one, maybe close to 10 levels each. And so if you go back, because I just went through and just played the game, and then went back and went, like, finished up completing stuff, because you can just, like, you don't have to get everything in one run.
Right. Okay.
You get a little extra star if you do.
Well, yeah, I want all the stars.
I didn't
so
care.
Not a true completionist.
So I just went through, like, kind of a second time, because I had gotten all of the things in some levels, because I would go out of my way to get them if I saw them, or I wanted all the Yoshis, because they're really adorable.
Yeah.
The amiibo Yoshis are really cute too.
Yeah,
the Wii Fit Trainer is adorable because he's just got the little like tank top and shorts,
is it
and he's
a
just
woolly
all
woolly Wii Fit Trainer.
No,
he gets colored like
yeah,
the amiibo.
It's still
like
it's okay.
A
Yoshi shaped
for Yoshi to make him look like stuff. It's all Yoshi models.
Yeah,
okay.
They're always shaped like Yoshi.
Yeah,
but...
it's just a skin change. Some of them look really weird, like Mario's.
Yeah,
but like I also Ganondorf's was adorable.
Is there gonna be a cloud?
I don't know.
Cloud Yoshi.
None of the Pokemon
Dark,
amiibos
gritty,
work
Yoshi.
With it. So, and most of the Animal Crossing ones don't either.
Okay.
Well, that's dumb.
It's a lot of the Smash Brothers ones, and most of them, like, if there's no, like, gold Mario, it's just Mario. Like, the 8-bit one does the exact same thing as, like, the 50 other Marios there are. So, yeah.
hate amiibos.
That's fine.
I watched a video of people playing the board game Amiibo Festival, the new thing that they put out. Mm-hmm. It looks not good.
That's about what I've heard.
It barely looks like a game. Uh-huh. That's the thing, because it's like Mario Party without the mini games.
You roll dice some more,
and then you land in a space and get some points that don't mean anything. And
so
then,
it's like a traditional American board game.
Sure, and then at the end of the turn, like, something, a cute skit might happen.
Yeah,
because like,
it's supposed to be, like, living in a village, from what I've gathered. Like, that's what the game is. And, like, you're a character and you watch the events of, like, their day or something.
The raccoon goons are here to collect money from Cloud, but Cloud doesn't have it, and he's
not
happy.
No, it's just Animal Crossing guys. And the boards, it's only the Animal Crossing
amiibos?
Yeah, the board's layout is dependent on which month it is. Like,
That's kind of cool.
And it's there are different board events that happen. Uh-huh. That is kind of neat. That happened depending on, like, if
be
you play in November,
if each day.
Certain stuff will happen.
Like,
or whatever.
Kind of, like,
I wouldn't be surprised if there's, like, minor variations within that, but.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The Mario Kart 8 Animal Crossing tracks were like that. There were different ones for different seasons.
Mm-hmm. It was cool, though.
They were neat.
They were nice.
But the worst thing about it by far is that if you don't have an amiibo to play the game with, you could just use, like, a Mii placeholder, like, NPC, like, standard character, and you get less points for being an amiibo than you do if you're an amiibo.
Good.
If you're an amiibo, you get an extra, like, point or two every time you roll the dice, and if you're not, you're basically a second-class citizen resigned to lose.
How many oppression.
How many amiibos are there for this stupid game?
Well, the cards work.
Let's just say, like, the $13 figures.
I think it's more of the figures, because I think if there's Nook, KK, the two alpacas from New Leaf.
Isabel, I assume.
Isabel and Digby.
Digby, is there just a villager?
No.
I don't know if he works or not.
I don't know if he's the villager,
because they released him originally for Smash Brothers, but they didn't put out, like, a second one.
So I think it's that six now, and then there's another, like, they had mentioned in the last Nintendo Direct that there is another wave of the figures.
There is
going to
be a Rossetti.
And a Blathers.
Thank goodness.
I love Blathers.
Everyone loves Blathers.
I like Blathers, yeah.
He's so...
You know Rossetti.
He's adorable.
I like Rossetti,
too. He's sleepy.
Mm-hmm. The game's got good characters. I almost started playing Animal Crossing yesterday. Just like...
I've been thinking about it, because I don't have anything really to play on my 3DS right now, because I kept myself from getting Super Mystery Dungeon.
Okay.
So I, like... Just I needed something
you
to put on
right
my Christmas
call.
List. No, I'm getting it. I'm gonna play it. I'm gonna love it.
Tell me about it later.
I will.
I will listen.
Seems like a really good holiday game to me.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You've got a little
this
time off, or you just want to spend
you're
part
stuck
of a weekend.
You're stuck at your uncle's house, and everyone's annoying. You just need to be left alone for five goddamn minutes.
Yeah,
I almost
chill out.
Ended up on
fishing.
Thanksgiving to play like the little event thing with Franklin.
Yay!
It's fun. Go steal some silverware for him. Ruin everyone's dinner. That may or may not be him. They've never specified. He always assumes it's him. But
it's
no
him.
One has said... Tortimer kind of hints at it. At least in the first one.
Tortimer's old.
He is old.
He's got brain problems.
Yeah. They won't even let him run the town anymore.
They forced him out of office.
Mm-hmm.
Get on the island.
Get out of here.
Send
put him on a boat
an island.
Push him away.
Just make it's Captain's problem now.
He's gone! We can be a society again!
Yay. The town can function!
Is your character the mayor in that game? I don't remember.
Yes.
I just want to be a villager. I don't want any responsibility.
Get a different Animal
you
Crossing.
Don't
have
to do
There's
much.
A lot of them.
Like,
yeah.
It's pretty much
just
building
like
bridges
in your town. Yeah.
It's a big deal.
It lets you solve problems that you might have.
A second bridge is actually
writing the tax code.
You
can
put a third bridge in, too.
You
can
tweak more things about your town that you couldn't change at all in like the original game. It's kind of cool.
If only there was actual content.
That's like the whole thing about the game.
Yeah, I mean, otherwise you'd play like...
Fallout.
I was going to say like Harvest Moon or Rune Factory. But
Harvest Moon's fun. I like that.
Yeah,
I like
do
Harvest
as well.
Moon games every now and then.
I'm glad that it exists.
Rune Factory 4 is on super sale right now, by the way, if you're looking for something to play on your 3DS. So.
Just wait until February.
Is it on the eShop? Or?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
Cool.
I'm sure we'll get Smash Galaxy for... Or not Smash Galaxy. Animal Crossing Galaxy for... Maybe not even the Wii U at this point. Whatever the next one is.
Mm-hmm. Then probably the next handheld system.
Maybe. They might not even go back
they're
to going to
the next
console.
Wii U, right? Or the next console?
Yeah, it's
going
to be announced.
Is that going to be a console or a handheld?
Maybe
previously
both.
Previously, they claimed that they were going to show some part of it like this coming year.
Yeah.
In 2016, they said they were going to at least like describe what it is.
Yeah. I can't see them doing anything else at E3.
I know there are rumors the next Zelda game is going to be pushed back and not even be a Wii U game.
They have said that it's coming out on the Wii U.
It is coming out no matter whose blood needs spilled this by next November.
Okay.
When's Star Fox Zero coming out? Like March?
February,
March. Okay. Oh, really?
Yeah, that's pretty soon.
No, is it April?
No, it's April. Maybe. It's out of, yeah, they pushed it out of Q1 even. It's in.
That's funny.
Well,
it'll give me two full months of Pokemon Yellow.
It sounds like they've done good work on it, so that it could be, you know, a better game than what would have come out right now.
That's probably for the best.
Right.
I think it's like
the rain is very pouty right
now. I'm mad. I was thinking
a rushed game is rushed forever.
I know. It is for the best, but I'm still sad.
It's fine.
I still want to start
a real company would just release it and then patch it.
Let's go play Command.
Right. The EAs of the world.
Yeah. Right.
The funny thing was, so when the various trips, like, I think we had, I don't remember why, we had to make a few stops at, like, a Toys R Us or something like that, but they had signs that, like, up there saying, it's like, Star Fox Zero is not coming out on November 20th.
April 22nd. That's
late.
That's brutal.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, they must have had some serious lead times on their holiday ads. Mm-hmm. Like,
they had announced it, like, months ago that it was coming out in November. And then, like,
and then it wasn't ready. End of October,
they're like, it's not coming out in November anymore, guys.
And we're not going
to... HD!
We'll never release a big AAA title in February or January, so...
Yeah, I
guess. Why would you do that? Go buy Xenoblade instead.
So anyway...
The more I've seen of that game, the more I know I don't want to play that game.
That's your problem.
That's fine.
She's just not really feeling it.
At all.
I didn't know that was possible.
My heart's not in it. Sorry.
What you just need to look at Shulk some more.
That's right. Not even in that game.
Not in the game.
But it'll still
make
you feel
it. I'm sure
it'll
have some sort of Shulk stand-in.
Chronicles? Or Chronicles X, rather?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah.
But I don't want to play the original. I don't want to play Xenoblade Chronicles either.
If you want to talk about Xenoblade, I would be down to hear it.
Which one?
The new one.
Okay, well, I don't know a ton about it. I know it's big open world, and it's kind of the same engine as the last one. Which was great.
Is it out next week?
The 4th.
Tuesday.
Yep. The gameplay looks very solid. I actually didn't get the artist from Xenosaga.
It's beautiful.
Until games come out.
The environments look great. Right. I don't like the character designs.
No, the character designs are total dog shit.
It's such a step back from the first
horrible.
Game,
I don't know how they managed
weird.
To have them so bad.
But the environment's beautiful.
You can put them in armor so you never see their face.
It looks pretty, but I just like...
There's no playable Nope on. I'm so mad. There's one in the game and you just can't play as him. There's like 30 characters you can play as in that game.
Ricky Sneaky.
I know, he's not, though.
Itchy.
That's the problem.
you get Vex instead.
When Lorraine was playing a bunch of... What's the Tales of... What's the last one that came out that you played?
Vesperia?
Cilia 2.
Cilia, yeah. But when you were playing those games, the thing that stuck out to me about their characters is that they look really like someone just bought, like, off the shelf, here's some models, and then, like, I put some custom hair on it and called it a day.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they look like shitty, generic, like, anime polygons.
That's why I was really apprehensive about getting Zestiria, but we got it, like, there was a sale at Target, so we got it anyway.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm ready for 13. I'm going to start playing that soon.
You were going to play it over the summer.
Yeah, we were waiting for 7-8 months now.
I wanted to stream it.
Okay.
And we have just almost finished setting up the streaming stuff.
You're not
here.
Just streaming it, you're streaming yourself playing.
Yeah, you have
right?
to have like that's some voice commentary.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I'm going to be
what the hell is this for?
I'm so bored.
How long is this hallway?
You say it doesn't get better?
If you don't quit, most of that game will be fresh to me because, yeah, I played maybe 6 or 7 hours of it and then just like, I don't want to do this anymore. Holding up to walk down this hallway and then hitting X until the
what people don't realize is that's what 10 was.
I didn't like 10 that much.
10 is a hallway.
A lot of people
like 10.
I replayed
that like last year when it came out on the Vita, and it's just like there's no world map.
No,
you auto teleport places and walk straight.
Yep. Yeah,
life is a hallway.
I know. But it's like, I don't know why people are so butthurt about that game and not
the combat
10.
Was at least fun.
Yeah, I'll say on some level you're probably right, but the combat is the part that like makes that even psychologically feel that way more. Because in 13 it was the one where they did it's the custom, like,
yeah,
you basically
set
it in motion and characters kind of do what they do.
Autoplay.
Mm-hmm.
So it felt even more like...
was the precedent for that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
But 12 was fun.
Yeah, I've only 12. Heard good things about 12.
I played a portion of it and then we had to give the game back to whoever we borrowed it from.
They should put that on PC and buy it.
12? Yeah, absolutely. You can just pirate it.
Well, pirate a lot of things.
I'm just saying.
Thanks. I'll keep that in mind.
Self-incrimination there.
I could.
What did you say your name was?
I don't want to talk
Robert
about
Luffer.
That's right. Yep, you got it.
Everyone here is a Luffer.
Yep. Welcome to Luffercast.
Anyway, so Kyle, are you picking up the new one, Xenoblade?
Yeah, I'll pick it up. I'm super busy the next few weeks. I don't know when I'll be able to put much time into
You'll buy it.
Yeah,
at some point.
It's a nice big open world that I'm sure will make my life devoid of beaning for a bit.
Hooray!
Mm-hmm.
Cool. Indeed.
I'll let you know how that goes when it gets there.
I'm ready to hear about it. How have Phil and Wade?
Uh-oh.
How have your adventures in the wasteland been going?
Slow and meaningless. The world is large enough and open enough that it often feels like it's meaningless, but the gameplay is good enough that it doesn't feel like it matters. I like to collect stuff and bring it home and turn it into other useless stuff.
Sure. Pick up like a fistful of rusty nails and melt them down for scrap or what have you.
Uh-huh, and then build armor for my dog.
Armor that doesn't actually help.
Makes him slower and sad.
It just takes up space.
You have to buy the dog armor?
No.
Okay.
Is there a DLC in that yet?
They stripped the game from Oblivion.
Clearly.
Yeah, right. There is DLC coming, but it's like an expansion, not microtransactions.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't think they ever did that in Fallout 3 New Vegas.
No.
I don't know.
They've just done big expansions.
Mm-hmm.
This is my first Fallout game, and I'm enjoying it a lot so far.
My experience so far is that 50 hours in, I'm still not looking for my son.
Right, that's like the whole point of the game, and I'm the same way. Every building is so interesting and could consume so much time if it's its own subzone, which there's, I don't know, 100 of probably, or more than that. And I'm not moving towards any goals in the game at all. I'm just exploring everything I can think of.
Sure.
And picking ultimately up typewriters and desk fans the whole time.
Yeah, exactly.
So you're saying that's purely like you're basically just doing side stuff. Like you haven't really gone down the main story.
Not even a little.
Okay.
Like I'm no further on the main quest than I was an hour into the game. And I'm probably 40 hours into the game now, I would guess. That's fine.
Mm-hmm.
I don't feel any rush to do any of that.
Yeah, that's how I played Oblivion. Oblivion and like Fallout 3, I actually did kind of like not completely mainline it, but like I would sprinkle in at least like one mainline like story progress quest in like every five or six times. I did like something weird and dumb and random.
The weird thing is like, the place I'm supposed to go is basically the main hub that's left in the world, or at least in the explorable area.
I was going
to
say in that city.
Yeah, and I haven't explored beyond it at all, so everything I've done so far in 40 hours has just been between where you start and that city, and like what's north or west of it. So I haven't actually gone out of my way to go around it. I'm just taking my time in between it. So there's probably 80 more hours once I get to it and beyond it.
That's about right.
The first Wade's been there, so he could confirm or deny it.
I've been skipping a lot of little things to go from point A to point B, where I know that I want to be at point B, and there's stuff in the middle, and I'm like, I'll do some of it.
I can't do that, because then I might miss the axe and the loincloth, and then my whole character story is totally different.
You guys have any weird... What is the worst, like... horrific, monstrous glitch, or like other weird game failing. Honestly, mostly devoid of that stuff?
Yeah, nothing game breaking. I mean, awesome. There's a lot of weird visual stuff.
Step up.
Yeah, I haven't heard about any like, major breaks.
I've read about one glitch that perhaps forces you to delete your game. It was like if you do certain things in a really weird order and you do a quest and go to an area you're not supposed to be to yet, sometimes it'll freeze while you're in there, and then if you reload your autosave, it'll just
not. I haven't actually heard of anything that would break your whole game progress, but I've heard a ton of little like, I'm on this quest, and then the thing I had to do, like I couldn't push the A button on the thing I was supposed to activate, or like the NPC just wasn't there, or like a bunch of weird stuff like that.
That's like when I was ending, I played Borderlands 2 on the Vita a year, whatever that came out, and right at the final boss, there's a thing you have to just go up and press like X on to just like be done with the quest, but the guy fell on top of it, and I couldn't move him and couldn't hit the button. So I had to like leave the room, almost get killed by all the enemies that were outside, and go back in. But I didn't have to fight the boss again. I just had to go up and press it. But it was really anticlimactic. Just kind of like, I just want to press it.
That reminds me of the hunter in Bloodborne that was on top of the building trying to kill you. and like with the gun.
Yeah, I remember that.
you get up there and die to him, I don't know, probably 10 or 15 times, and then eventually he kills himself by jumping off. Yep. And then you can't find his body because his loot is like stuck somewhere in between the ground and the building he jumped off of. So you just slam your head into the desk until you move on.
Good.
Reminds me of that Twilight Princess glitch from when that came out. It was like three-fourths of the way through the game, you could sequence something a little off, and it locked the game.
Skyward Sword, right?
No, it's Twilight Princess.
There was one in Skyward Sword that they had to, like, straight up, like, send people patches for.
What happened with the Twilight Princess is this was way before Nintendo had any sort of, like, online ability. So the only way to get past it, and this, like I said, three-fourths of the way through the game, which is not a short game.
No.
You had to send your entire Wii into Nintendo to have them solve the patch.
That's so awesome.
I think the one thing, it was right before the Sky Temple. Well, the one for Skyward Sword was like...
I did hear about this at one point, I think.
I think they like sent out a channel or something to fix it.
Yeah, I think that was their ultimate solution for both.
Not actually a patch,
you had to download the channel and then that would patch your save.
Yeah. Or that's something. So weird. Or you had to like send like a memory card, maybe.
Maybe.
But I know they didn't like... I don't think they actually straight up patched it. I don't think they still had that ability.
Yeah, Wii games didn't really do that.
Mm. No.
Guys, new Twilight Princess.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's cool. I'd play it.
I watched that trailer. It's like, all right, when's it going to turn into the HD?
Yeah, that was my exact thought.
I clicked it and I was like, I'm waiting for it to
come
like...
Come on, where's the...
Yeah. And it never showed up.
Oh, it's not. Oh.
Oh, this is HD.
Halfway through, I was like... Oh.
So yeah, you just upscaled it.
I mean, it's kind of like... A lot of the HD re-releases from like last gen on like PS4 and like or Xbox One from those other games, like they look the same.
Mm-hmm. More or less.
They're just like sharper.
They run at higher frame rates usually.
Well, yeah.
I'm sure it'll look nice like if you compare them in person sitting next to each other, but
right.
Yeah. Get out your CRT.
Longer draw distances are probably a big thing.
The flat screen.
For sure.
Run them both.
So that game does have like some pretty large explorable areas, so
if that game doesn't really get any like major changes to it, and B they still want $60 for it, I'm gonna be really mad.
How much was Wind Waker?
Wind Waker was $60 when it came out.
It was 50. Yeah, it was always
49.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, I think you're right.
Yeah,
and that was actually an HD remake.
Yeah, it looked nice.
It was
gorgeous. I mean, so was the original.
That's true. You could go back and play the original now, and it looks fine.
Good game to look even pretty.
Mm. Gets the most out of their lighting effects.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
I think that's why they did it.
They were messing with
some lighting on like the Wind Waker Link model. They're like, this looks really good.
Right, they were just kind of learning how to do it in making the new Zelda. It's like, well, we can just sell this thing we sort of made.
Then Mario Maker was born.
I was going to say the Animal Crossing dev tools, but that's fine too.
It's the same thing.
Yep.
It's
lots of other Mario or Nintendo products.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
It's fun though.
Pokemon Red, Blue, and Yellow.
Yeah!
But I'm excited for that.
We're excited for games that came out 18 years ago.
Dude. We'll rebuy them.
No, mm-hmm.
I love old games.
Now they have online connectivity.
Is it 20?
For Japanese release, I think.
For sure.
I wish
it was 97 in America, correct?
It came out like 96 or 97.
When we were in sixth grade is when it came out.
I'm on it. I got the left.
For some reason, I wanted to say 95.
Japan's lucky. They're getting the green, too.
I wish they were getting four games, which I mean, who cares? And they get these awesome little collector things.
Oh my God, where it comes in a Game Boy box and like a little case shaped like the actual game with the download code inside.
Cool.
It's cute.
I know.
It looks like it's like they like redid the boxes, so you know, like they look nice.
But is it like the same art?
Yeah.
That's
it
awesome.
It looks like the old game, like their old like game.
That makes me nostalgic
and
as hell.
Here we just get crappy downloads.
Yeah, we don't get them at all.
Maybe. According to Wikipedia, both Pokemon games came out in the U.S. in September 1998. I thought they were older than that. That's what I thought too.
All right. Well,
I thought it was 97.
All right, 18 was right on the money.
But was it?
Yeah. 17 and a half.
It was 6 in Japan. Okay, I was right.
Yes.
We're both right.
It's been a while.
Good job.
Yeah. I was wrong.
Sorry, the releases are coming out 20 years after their Japanese release dates. That announcement, it's cool that they're doing that, but even more so than, like, basically for the entire lifetime of the Wii U they've been doing this, but, man, Nintendo is really only pitching to the faithful at this point.
Because,
like, imagine trying to sell that game to, like, a 10-year-old today. Right. Like, that's not happening. Come on.
They've got plenty of other Pokemon games they can play.
Right, but, I mean, that's what I'm saying, too. This is literally for the crusty old men. Like,
I'm going to make Mary play it as, like, one of her first video games ever.
Do it.
Here's Pokemon, what I played as a child.
I would love to hear the feedback on that. Mostly for like the functional
video.
Like,
I'm sure she'll get stuck somewhere.
And
that old man's
going
to teach her how to throw the ball. And she's
the age of like iPhones and tablets, where it's like you just
everything's
tap
intuitive.
The thing and, yeah, and it just does what you mostly think it's going to do.
Uh-huh.
Like navigating through text-based menus and clicking on a million things with buttons and seeing
yeah,
what
the
comes
paradigm
out.
Has shifted quite a bit.
Uh huh.
Man.
What about you, Dustin? What have you played lately?
Not much. I played, like I said...
You've been getting into plastic instrument games a lot.
Yeah, I did play a little bit of both of those.
My favorite genre.
That was the only, something like that. I do actually like those quite a bit. I want to play DJ Hero again. I'm not going to talk about
it
right now.
I've never tried that.
But that game is really fun. Like, it is legitimately awesome. It is not. It was not like the shitty cash-in that you would have think you would have thought it would have been in that age where Activision was releasing 10 games with plastic peripherals every fucking 5 minutes.
Yeah.
That's cool.
But anyway...
That was THQ. Same thing.
Put them out of business.
Right, it was. I remember seeing those on the super clearance shelf for $4.
Yeah, you can get those for, like $10 just on a whim at one point. Just like, yeah, whatever. I was playing a little Rock Band 4 and a little Guitar Hero. They're both fun in different ways. Like, Guitar Hero...
At least they're different now.
Yeah, they're actually legitimately different products at this point. Because Rock Band is still just exactly Rock Band. Like, I think I talked about it a little tiny bit before it actually came out.
Mm-hmm.
But,
mm-hmm.
I mean, it's the same...
That's fine.
Same game.
Yeah.
So you can play with
it's
up to four people
to
if you want to. You can sing, play guitar, play the drums. The core of it, playing it, is still really fun. And, like, the... It seems solid from a structural standpoint. Like, there are no weird, like, glitches or errors that I've run into. It's still a little light on... like, robust features, and I guess they're just kind of doing slow rolls of, like, patch stuff. Because
this is going
to
be, like, the version of this game.
Yeah,
like,
they
said theoretically
this
not
is,
making a
this
song.
Is probably the last Rock Band game, or certainly the only one on,
for
like...
this gen.
Yeah, on Xbox One, PS4 stuff.
Yeah, because now they could just release DLC for any new music that you'd want on it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and they're not in the... Since they're not making the same product, it's not the arms race of, like, well, if Activision has a game every year, we have to have a box on the shelf. It's got to be... we can't blink, or they win.
They got the Beatles. What are we going to do?
Mm-hmm. What's Guitar Hero become?
Well, so the gameplay is totally different, and I wonder...
Wow.
Something like that. Well, I wonder how that game has sold, because it was on sale, like, everywhere.
Yeah,
Black Friday stuff. It was almost half off pretty much every place, so I wonder if they just wanted to get more out there, or if it's been underperforming...
How long has that been out?
Month-ish.
They came out almost the same week, didn't they?
Rock Band was a week earlier, two earlier. But yeah, so Guitar Hero has changed such that even the controller is different. So the old one
was
like five buttons
work.
Basically down the neck that were different colors. You kind of had to spread your hand like horizontally to hit all the
my
buttons.
My hand's too small.
Yeah.
I couldn't. It was so hard.
So played the DS version then?
Mm-hmm.
No.
I'm telling you, the pro tip that nobody got unless you played way too much of those games like I did was you put your fingers on the lower four buttons and then slightly move your index finger to the left because it's just easier to move that way than like move your pinky
finger.
That's
smart. Why didn't you tell me that like
because
9 years ago?
Because the first two modes, you never used that fifth button, so you get used to having the four on the top.
That is true. It doesn't train you well. If they were, if they had been clever
that's
about it, they would have just used
though.
The lower four buttons
hard.
On medium or whatever, and graduated you into
there you
the
go.
Green one.
But come on, Activision, where's my money?
I am now going to use that.
There you go. But
thank
a new
you.
Guitar Hero won't help you.
It's not even a solution.
So the new Guitar Hero, instead of having the five buttons down the neck, it's six buttons in two rows of three, so it's
like
three...
right up at the top.
Yeah, so at the top of the neck, it's got three coming down the neck, and then below them, three more coming down the neck. And they're way more
like
corny
parallel.
Shapes.
Okay.
Like, on the higher difficulty levels, you have to contort your hand way more and push more buttons at once. Like,
right.
So there's basically bar chords, which is
a little closer
to
real guitars.
Yeah, which is where, like, you hold your finger across the whole thing.
Real guitars
and
don't have colored buttons?
All the
some
buttons
do.
On a given row.
Mm.
But, like, you're using three fingers a lot more often, and, like, the shapes you put them in are way weirder. And then the other thing, like the Rain said, is that there's basically no video game, like, as far as 3D graphics and stuff go, there's no video game left in that. because all the stuff in the game is, it's either, well, in the main part, the quote-unquote story, you basically play through these, like, just set lists they've set up that are, like, they're fictionalized as, like, sets at, like, live music venues. So, like, here's our fake Woodstock and our fake, like, metal show and our fake, like, folk music thing.
Earn money so your van doesn't break down.
Basically.
Dude, joke.
And they
buy supplies so you can ford the river.
They set up like stages and like limited sets of audience members of like real life people. Basically, they filmed a movie of like dudes miming playing a song.
Cool.
And that's what plays when you're playing the thing, and you're playing guitar in first person, like looking out at the crowd, and like you kind of glance around at your bandmates and stuff.
That's cool.
Really while the weird. Game goes on. And the weird thing about it is they filmed each of those sequences twice. So there's a good one where, like, if you're doing so well, it's like everybody's like, and they're cheering and everybody's holding up the sign that's like, you
then
rock.
Then you start doing bad and the screen, like, blurs and then everyone hates you.
Yeah, and it fades back in and then, like,
it's probably a big shift.
Yeah, it's slide
and, like,
cuts
the whole
to
thing
the...
just kind of, like, it, like, fades and then comes back.
They're throwing the tomatoes at you.
Yeah, it looks basically, like it looks like someone smeared Vaseline on the screen for a second, and then it fades back into reality, and it's all like, "You suck!" and everyone's screaming at you.
People
and they
are just
look
like
mad.
Staring, like no one's cheering or dancing anymore. They're all just like standing there, just like
that's
looking at
so
you.
Awesome.
Your bandmates look like they want to kill you.
Yeah, it's really no, it's really weird because it legitimately like. I get stressed out a little bit playing that
so
game
funny.
Just because, like, it feels
you're letting
mad
them down, Dustin.
Everybody's mad at you. It's
you're
like,
ruining our dreams collectively.
Yeah, and no, they have like the real crowd size because it's. I think what they basically did was like they filmed the crowd once and then kind of layered it, like they just pasted the people back in like multiple times because you can't really tell what they look like in the distance because it looks like there's like 1,000 people
at
the
like
show or whatever.
Venues.
But you can legitimately make out the faces of probably like 200 people. Like,
we're all mad.
Exactly. They're all pissed at you and they hate your guts.
My
and,
Saturday
like,
and my money is gone.
Yeah, it's really funny.
It's a little unrealistic because there's always a couple of people that'll still like you anyways.
That's right. Yeah.
Halfway through the show, it doesn't matter what you do. They'll be cheering and they'll be drunk.
It's
drunk
100 or 0.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's
like
exactly
it
that.
They maybe needed a middle ground.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's no like,
all right, we're kind of rocking out.
People are swaying.
You guys
people
can be are better. Just like on their phone.
Yeah, it would be 100 heads like pointed down so you could just see like their scalps as they're scrolling through like looking around on Facebook or whatever.
They're live tweeting the mediocrity.
Mm-hmm. I've had better.
Yep, but yeah, it's really weird. But like the
what
gameplay
if there was, like, a Twitter feed. Oh my god, like a fake Twitter feed.
Well, they have that. Not during.
While you're playing.
No, not while you're playing, but like when you're.
It's a scroll at the bottom.
When
this guy sucks.
Yeah, when you're hovering over the menus for like the single player part, when you're choosing like a set list or whatever, it pops up like fake social media.
Oh, yeah, I remember that. It shows at the end of the set. Huh. Too.
Yeah, with like posts and hashtags from like the fictional bands in the game that like are FMVing, like that are performing the song.
Cool.
What is it?
That's the weirdest part.
That's
is
the
that,
future.
Is that they're all covers and like they're the original like master recordings for the song. So like you play a Fall Out Boy song, and it's just that one from the radio or whatever, and then it's like this cover band playing at a like a fucking concert to 6,000 people or whatever. It's really random. But the game part is fun. Like as far as the nuts and bolts of both of them, if you wanted to get like super crazy nitpicky about which one feels better. Like Guitar Hero is fun in a different way because it's just a change of pace. Like playing it feels a little different than Rock Band.
Yeah,
but I like the way that they chart the lower difficulty stuff a little less because I'm not quite good enough to play at the highest difficulty on Guitar Hero just because I haven't played the game much and it's more complicated with the extra button.
Right,
and,
like, you're not used to that yet.
Yeah, and the different layout. So like playing the lower difficulty ones where they basically chart like a subsection of the song instead of every single note.
Yeah.
I don't feel like it's as well done as the Rock Band or like most of the Guitar Hero games before them. Whereas like
it
I've
just
always,
doesn't feel like you're playing the song.
Yeah, I just feel like the notes are a little more just like, hey, we kind of put some in here because you should be doing something. They don't map one to one with what you
go
feel like you're hearing.
Yeah, yeah.
Like I feel
that
like there should be a note
lot.
Here and there kind of isn't or like
right.
They're just a little slight. They feel
a note is playing and it's not me that's playing.
Yeah. Yeah. So, like, that stuff, I think they've still done better in Rock Band. But, like, it's an entertaining game.
Mm.
And the other part about it, and then I'll move on and we can talk about something else. But the second part is the online thing. So they don't have DLC for the game. Like, Rock Band, you would just pay money, like, old school iTunes style. Like, you just buy a song and then you own the song forever.
R.E.M. forever.
Yes. But Guitar Hero has basically, like, they have essentially, like, MTV channels. So you
it's more like... like a Spotify or a Pandora than like an iTunes.
But you don't. It's more like Pandora because you don't get to choose.
That's right. Sorry.
So just sort of happens.
Yeah. So you load up a channel and you're like, I'm going to load up the heavy metal channel, and it just is playing a song. Like it's playing something 24 hours a day.
Okay.
So you leap in and like it'll be halfway through some track that you didn't get to choose, but it'll be like in that genre or whatever.
So if you and someone in a different building tuned in at the same time,
you would be playing the exact same song at the exact same place.
That's kind of cool.
Yeah, it's kind of neat.
And then it just goes.
Mm-hmm. And then they do have, they have basically a subscription option where I think you can pay like $10 a month or something. Or maybe it's slightly more than that for the monthly, and you can pay like some amount for like 24 hours or something. But there's some amount of money that you can give them that just lets you play any of the songs at any point for a while.
Okay. So you can't actually own them?
There's no way to own. Like, if you just, like, I really like, you know, that one song. Yeah. Whatever, song. You can't buy it. Like, you can continually buy access to play it.
How many different lists or channels are there?
They kept adding and rotating them. So yeah. I think there's probably, like, when I checked in when it first came out, I think there were, like, 10-ish. And like Lorraine said, I think they've rotated both the channels and the songs that are in them on, like, a regular-ish basis. So it's probably changed now.
It's not bad.
The last time I picked it up, I hadn't actually done any online stuff. I was just...
Yeah, you've just been playing the story stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. But it's fun. I like them both. Like, I really like those games in general, but, yeah, like, they're both still entertaining.
I like music.
I like music.
Eh.
Star Hero's real weird.
Never really got into those games.
Yeah, I suck at them.
I was playing some Pump It Up this last week. It's fun. Yeah. Banami makes good games. So.
No, they don't. They don't make any games.
They used to.
Because is that the non-DDR or DDR, or is that something else?
Pump It Up is the like DJ style game.
Oh, okay, right.
Yeah,
on.
Yeah, yeah. You're thinking of... I had it completely wrong. Sorry. I've been playing Beatmania. Beatmania.
Okay, so Pump It Up, I think, is
the
game. Yeah,
Pump It Up is the DDR.
Yeah, it's the non... Because was the first Red Octane game? It was the... I don't know if it was the first one, but it was the game that they published before they published Guitar Hero.
Because
I picked up a copy of it, just because we had been playing DDR at the time. I picked up a copy of it at Comic-Con. The Comic-Con were before Guitar Hero 1 came out. Red Octane had a booth where they were demoing Guitar Hero, and also they had that game. It's like a DDR. I like DDR.
I'll try it.
Yeah, and it's just like a shittier version of
Guitar Hero. Guitar Hero really put the DDR out of its misery.
A little bit.
The death of arcades didn't help.
Yeah,
that was a big part of it.
DDR was a big arcade game.
That's cool. No, those games look fun, too. I've just never had a chance to try one. But, like, the Beatmania stuff looks neat. And overwhelming, but I'm kind of into that. Like, I like these games enough that I'm like, all right, 15 buttons, whatever, bring it on.
That's
my body will acclimate.
That's kind of, like, indicative of my gaming as of late in general. Just, like, so it's not what I've been playing, it's how I've been playing. I've kind of gone through this, like...
Intense?
Like, quarter-life crisis recently, where I realized, like, I don't want to play single-player games. I don't want to play, like, cooperative games. I need to beat someone. I need to beat something.
I want to feel alive.
Exactly. So, like...
Bloodlust.
I've gotten back into Rivals of Aether, which is, like, a Smash-style fighting game.
I've heard of that.
It's fun. My sparring partner, Sam, just won the first major tournament for that, which is really cool. Yeah.
Is it the Sam I know?
Yeah.
Cool.
Nice. So that's really
Sam
cool.
You don't know?
I probably would have done pretty well if I went. I'd say I would have made top 8. We knew him more than that. He plays a busted character, but whatever. It's in the game.
Yeah, I was going to say. It's what you do.
Yeah. Playing a lot of Awesome Knots, which is a MOBA style game. What else have I played?
It's on consoles now. I didn't know that.
Yeah, it's not really good.
I didn't know that.
I saw it when as we've been going to our stores, and I'm like, I didn't know
it
that
got
was...
a PS4 release recently. Called,
yeah,
like,
that's the one I saw.
I don't remember what the name they gave it, like Awesome Knots Collective or something. I don't know.
So yeah, it's got a tagline.
It's like 2
or
3 patches behind. Just because, like, I mean, it's a Swedish company, and the consoles aren't really that big in Northern Europe. So I've been doing that, playing a lot of Spelunky's, like, daily challenges, which I adore. I've been doing really bad because I haven't played it in so long. But I'm watching my friends play it who are really into it. One of them, like, made top 10 on yesterday's, pretty impressive.
How many people play Spelunky still? Like,
The dailies will get somewhere in the neighborhood of, like, 900 to 1,200.
That's pretty impressive.
Yeah,
for a game that's been out for that long.
Yeah. Right.
Yeah, absolutely. And I mean, you know, it's not the same people every time, but I mean, he beat it and it was an hour. So, like, if you don't beat it, it's a pretty short commitment.
Right.
And you don't beat it most of the time.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, I've messed around with those a little bit and it's just been like, what's happening?
It's a lot of fun, though. They're pretty... they're hard, but they don't feel unfair at all, especially the dailies, because you know
execution.
Everyone is seeing the exact same thing that you're saying. It's kind of like you were saying with the the streaming music thing,
where
everyone is doing the exact same thing simultaneously, so you can directly compare your scores because
the rest of Spelunky is randomly generated.
Exactly. Yeah, so, the single player, or not that it's all single player, but
the daily is the same random level.
Yeah, exactly.
Like a quest, basically.
What was one other thing I was playing? Oh, and a completely other. Oh, well, I joined another competitive TF2 team because I want to.
Cool. I want to hear more about that at some point.
Yeah, absolutely. I want to basically get. I want to get into Overwatch when it comes out. Like, I'm really excited to play it.
Are you a medic in your new TF2 team?
No. Okay. Because medic in the new meta looks like complete horseshit, and I don't want to play any part of that. And I could talk for a long time about that.
I'm sure you could. But
no, I'm playing soldier because it's the least stressful position for the first time in the entire meta.
Cool.
So that's cool. We're not very good, but again, I haven't played in like 4 or 5 years. Most of us haven't, but we just kind of want to get into it for competitive Overwatch when that comes out, which looks like fun on a bun.
Yeah. I know a lot of people who are going to get that.
Yeah, Overwatch looks really, really cool. I'm excited about it.
I've been watching Seagull, who's a top TF2 soldier, stream it for about 2 or 3 weeks now. It's like nonstop because I want to like memorize the maps where it comes out. I want to know exactly.
Are you ready day one?
Yeah, absolutely. Like I said, I want to be competitive from day one.
That game looks awesome. Like, I wish I was more disciplined and able to play those Team Snally games. Because I played TF2 a little bit just to kind of get a taste of it, but I'm bad at playing those games just because I'm not good at playing a role, like, in the group. Like, I'm good at killing dudes and
you're
just
a lone wolf motherfucker.
Wild card.
Well, there's... Yeah. You have roles for that and some of them. Like, if you play TF2, you could play as, like, a roaming soldier.
Sure.
Or, and, so, yeah, I mean...
And that's pretty much what I settled into... Like, I think I tried, like, demo for a little bit just because I like blowing stuff up. But
Demo right now, actually, is funny. Demo plays the pocket role right now, which means it kind of hangs out with, like, the core of the team because people... Demo players became so insanely good at the game. I mean, everyone did. But demo players in particular became so insanely good at the game that they can hit these projectile weapons, which no one really expected people to be able to hit reliably.
Sure.
Like, it was more of like a spam tool to like control area versus like something you do is in direct combat.
Yeah.
But demo players have gotten so good at using that, and it's such a powerful thing when you can do that, that demo medic makes up like the core of every team now, and soldier like just like suicide bombs everyone, and then they respawn and do it again.
That's awesome.
And like the scouts kind of orbit the combo where before they were the roaming classes. It's really weird and messed up now, and like being a medic is horrible because everyone is jumping on you all the time, and you have no pocket. You now have to aim a lot more than you did before because they made an unlock for the medic called the Crusader's Crossbow that can shoot, it shoots bolts, but when the bolts hit your teammates, it heals them. And the further away, the more it heals when you hit the shot.
Cool.
And it's an actual projectile, not a hit scan weapon.
Right.
So, and if you headshot, it heals for double.
So the execution on that class just like skyrocketed.
Yeah, it went by a lot. But anyway, TF2 has gone through the thing. The other side of gaming for me, not to hog the mic.
Damn it, Gabe.
Is, and Wade can kind of talk about this a little bit. I played Undertale recently. I like it a lot. I recommend it to everyone here.
I really want to play it. I'll play that game hopefully before the end of the year, because I know it's only like a couple hours, right?
Yeah. It is like 3 different endings, and I don't want to say much more than that because it would spoil a lot.
Yeah, I don't want to hear details.
If you meet every ending, it would take about 12 hours.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Yeah.
It sounds really cool.
The mechanics of that game, for being totally inspired by Earthbound style,
turn-based.
2D turn-based combat where you didn't do anything except select options.
Mm-hmm.
Like, despite being influenced by that really heavily, the mechanics of combat in Undertale are some of the most unique and impressive mechanics I've ever seen in an RPG.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, like, that's... If I could talk about one thing without getting spoilers, that the mechanics of the game are incredibly solid.
Sure, and I would kind of assume that from basically like the length of time it takes to finish it once. Like
exactly,
it seems like a perfectly designed treadmill game of like you're gonna be hopefully doing like interesting things for the entirety of this because it doesn't actually last that long.
There's no padding in it.
Yeah, right. Like exactly. Yeah, there's no slog. There's no like now it's time to grind for fucking 15 hours and be bored.
Fight T-Rexes with my experience egg equipped.
Yeah, no, it works
out
very well.
I don't have to replay the entire game twice more to beat it, Bravely Default.
More than twice.
Yeah, it's like 4 or 5 times.
You took a bad ending if you only beat it twice.
Yeah. They took the weirder, probably way worse version of fixing that problem, which was like you could just turn shit on to make the combat go automatically, right? Just kind of hold the button down.
You could turn off encounters.
Yeah, you could turn off encounters from the
start
of the game.
Triple EXP rate or something, triple money drops.
Yeah.
So, but, yeah, also the music's really good. Music is amazing.
Just listening to you play it made me want
to. I didn't play it.
He just listened to the music.
All that. Yeah. So, yeah. I wasn't watching, but
it's super
listening.
Cheap. Everyone buy it. It looks like a pile of indie garbage, but like,
it really does. It is one of the most aesthetically unpleasing things
I've
ever seen.
Yeah, I've seen a few like screenshots. Yeah. It's kind of
hideous.
Like,
and the time it came out, like the social institution of gaming as it exists right now. You would look at any like single person made RPG that gets on Steam for $10, and you say, "This is like the shittiest thing I've ever seen." Mm-hmm. Like you don't know anything about it, and that's such a terrible taste in your mouth. Yeah, there's so many games that are like these.
Nine times out of ten, you would be right.
Yeah, especially like it's short. Like again, like there's so many short games on Steam, which is fine that they are, but they're often garbage. No, it kind of bucks every single game design trend I can think of, and I think it's amazing for that.
The humor is just completely amazing, weird, and kind of... I think it goes even beyond Earthbound's weird humor, more like Mother 3, which was just a little bit weirder.
Yeah.
There's a lot of stuff going on in Mother 3.
Yeah, the humor in Undertale is just bizarre.
It's on point. So, yeah, that's...
Yeah, I really want to play it. I'm not sure what else I will play this year, but I'll find time to play that just because it should be easy to squeeze in, relatively speaking.
Do these people make anything else, or are they just two guys that just showed up with this game?
One guy.
He has like two or three artists who helped contribute like specific boss designs, but otherwise he did all the music, all the like, programming.
The vast majority of that game is a single guy, which is super impressive.
And he hasn't really kind of internalized what he did. Like if you read if you read his Twitter, he like still buys store-bought spaghetti or like store-brand spaghetti, and then like is still living with his parents.
I mean, is it so successful that he doesn't have to do those things?
Oh, yeah. I mean,
it was like the number one seller on Steam for a week or two.
For the record, it sold 21,000 copies this last week.
I mean, that's not enough to make money off of.
It's not new.
Yeah, that's the big thing. It's not new. It's been selling consistently.
The total number is probably well over a million.
Right. Yeah, people are assuming that as of now he's made, after like Steam cuts, somewhere in the neighborhood of 2 to 3 million.
Okay.
Steam take is roughly the same as the other console platforms and stuff.
Yeah.
Something like 30% off the top.
One of the first things, he said the first thing his mom said to him after he released his game is, "All right, now go get a job." He's like, no one had any idea that would be what it was.
Yeah.
There's no advertising for the game. It's just entirely word of mouth.
I've never heard of it.
Yeah. So go on Steam and buy it. Or like, we can friend share it or whatever.
Yeah, I'll go buy it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As of October 27th, it had sold 200,000 copies.
Okay.
There you go. So, that's a month ago, and it's a $10 game.
Sure.
So.
2 million minus 30%.
Yep. Impressive work by one Toby Fox.
One great guy.
Yep.
I played a little bit of the spiritual successor to Ragnarok Online, which came out recently.
Tree of Savior.
I mostly hated it. It's a huge shame for me.
You guys were anticipating that pretty highly.
It had an amazing amount of promise, and like it still does. A lot of the classes are really interesting, and a lot of the mechanics are neat, and it harkens back a lot to some of the stuff that they did in RO, which is far and away one of the least standard MMO RPGs to have come out in the last, you know, two decades, since everything is a WoW clone. But it just...
There are basic MMO things that it does wrong somehow.
It does a number of very simple things very incorrectly, and it's not especially well balanced, and a lot of the skills aren't very well thought out, and some of the classes don't have like any differentiation in their skills whatsoever, and some of them have legitimately useless skills that don't.
Good.
There's no reason to take them.
The fire mage or whatever having like four different spells that do the
all
same.
Four different spells that are all stationary
and no
trap
other,
spells.
Yeah.
Out of like six spells total.
Excellent.
So I wanted to like it, and the music is amazing.
Yeah, that's an amazing soundtrack.
But the
sprite work's really good too. Like it's amazing sprite work.
It keeps the style of RO.
It's clearly a successor to RO based on the sprites.
Yeah.
Did you guys say this was described as an alpha? Like, is that what they're pitching it as?
It's technically beta.
Right. Yeah. So like the first beta.
It's the first international beta.
Yeah.
And it had a Korean beta previously.
Okay. Sure. Because my question would be, is this the Is this a beta in the sense that, like, are we just really testing network shit? Like, are they only making sure the nuts and bolts work? Or are they committed to, like, oh, maybe we'll change some stuff?
It's like a step beyond that.
They've actually... It's a little better than that. It's not it's not like stress test and nothing else.
Sure.
There's actually
there has been a little of that in there, but
yeah, they've shown balance changes. They've shown additional classes they're adding. Like, it's very much like a work in progress sort of affair.
That's good. I mean, that's what you would want. So, like, absolutely. Even if it sucks now, hopefully they'll get into a place where it sucks less or is awesome.
I think a lot of the changes don't seem like they'd be very hard, and they've gotten a lot of feedback.
That gets me to the second point. I hate the community.
Well,
there's nothing you can do about that.
Because most of them are so diehard to this idea of what it represents that they're
ignoring the problems.
Yeah, either ignoring the problems or suggesting that the problems are actually good things.
Yep. It's not a bug.
So
it's
you're
a
saying,
feature.
Regardless, like, your personal take on this game differs from what the community at large seems to want out of it.
Yeah. Okay. Like, I pitched the fire mages have four skills that are almost exactly the same. They serve the exact same function, at least.
Uh-huh.
And everyone who responded was like, no, that's you're just wrong. I was like, what? But it doesn't even have, like, a standard fireball projectile. That is not a move that this mage has. And that floors me. That's the most basic thing. So, yeah.
Stop thinking inside the box.
Everything needs to be stationary.
Yes.
There can be stationary casters.
Call those turrets.
Pirates that move around, man.
Mm-hmm.
Mage that spawns and just whacks it over again with the wand to make it better.
Gabe, how similar or dissimilar was that experience to yours?
A lot of it's similar, especially the just, like, missing fundamental elements of the MMO genre right now. I would say not only, you know, are they getting mixed feedback, but I don't think it would matter what their feedback is, because, quite frankly, we're Westerners.
Right. Yeah,
and I don't mean that in a racist way. I mean that in a, they're designing for a South Korean audience, because that's where their money is going to come from.
Yeah.
Sure. And the desires for each community is different.
Right.
And, you know, not just... because people want different kinds of games, so people game in different ways in the Sulu locations. Like,
when
you're, you know, paying by the minute or hour on a computer, you're going to have different desires for what you can accomplish versus when you own a computer versus what other games are available to you, so on and so forth. It's a big thing.
Yeah.
The weirdest thing is... so much of it's broken that it's hard to say. Like,
and, quest bosses.
Yeah, like, there's
the
just
bosses.
So many, there's just so many things that are, like, literally broken. And again, it's
functionally
beta. So, yeah, exactly. They don't work. Mm-hmm. So it's hard for me to, like, really give a strong opinion on it.
Because, like, I can't do it.
Yeah, like, for example, guilds. First off, there aren't guilds right now, which is fine because they've talked about having them. So, like, it's a known feature. But, you know, that's a big part of, especially Korean MMOs, is the guild part of it. Like, because competing guilds against one another is, like, the reason to play a KMMO for the most part. It's a big part of it.
That's their end game.
Yeah, exactly. So that not being there means, you know, like, what am I doing? Like, what's the purpose of me doing all this grinding when, like, there's no end? Because the fights aren't interesting enough. But that's fine if there's, like, an interest, whatever. To replace it, there's kind of parties. You know, you could do party stuff with them. But parties are broken in a lot of ways. Like, parties will just break apart when someone logs out.
Well, party disbanded.
Yeah, or the chat system is really bad. Again, it's just because it's buggy. It's not because, you know, it's designed poorly.
The system seemed pretty terrible.
Yeah, like, you'll have it on, like, the party channel, so all you see is stuff from your party, and then nothing will be showing up, and then you'll click over to, like, the say tab, and all the party things will be there, as well as some shouts. And
sure.
Then you'll go to the, like, whisper tab, and it'll say you have 3 new whispers, or some 3 different people. And they'll be there, like, list the names of the people, and you'll click it, because it doesn't just show them as a conversation. You actually have to, like, click them as private messages, basically.
Mm-hmm.
And then just nothing will show up. And so you can't communicate effectively, which, again, just makes it unpleasant to play the game.
Right.
For extended periods, unless you're in, like, voice comms with someone or whatever.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So.
I hope they get their shit together.
Yeah,
I would play that game if it was well put together.
The class system's so interesting. The grind needs adjusted, but not, like, insurmountably so.
A lot of just number changes.
Yeah.
One of the bigger problems I had that I didn't have with RO is that in Tree of Savior, there are, like, hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of enemies per each map, and, like, they're so overly abundant that they overlap each other, usually 2 or 3 to, like, a single little tiny square, and it's, like... It's an infestation of monsters literally everywhere you go.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Somebody's got to clean them up.
Yeah, so
mowing down pointless enemies
get
instead
out the lawn mower.
It feels like it's taking kind of a Diablo-style approach to combat, where it's you as a like godlike figure. No, that's an over-exaggeration, but you as a very strong character mowing through large or small enemies instead of you as a strong character mowing through a medium amount of like medium strength enemies.
Right. Dynasty Warriors. And
exactly. Mm-hmm. More akin to Dynasty Warriors than like Zelda.
Sure.
I guess.
And or like a Souls game where you're doing a lot of like one-on-one.
It goes to the opposite extreme at certain points, at too many points. Right at the beginning of the game, they start introducing you to boss enemies, which occur at the end of every two or three quests. And these boss enemies are huge, and they look really cool and really strong, and they have like standard AoE mechanic boss fight
dodge stuff
attacks
stuff.
Where you have to like move mechanics. Out of the stuff to avoid getting hurt. But the part of the problem is for the first at least 15 levels, you fight, you know, couple dozen of these things. They take 5 minutes to kill. They're not a threat at all. They hit like children. So there's a giant thing 8 times your size, and it does a 5-second wind up and pounds you into the ground, and it does 10 health.
Yeah, right. And it just doesn't die because it has a million HP.
Yeah, it's a huge bullet sponge.
It just takes forever and isn't interesting or threatening.
And there's so many of them, and it's clear that they put in a whole bunch of work, so it doesn't look like they're going anywhere.
I feel that's another...
Yeah, that kind of sucks. Like that, if it looks amazing, like you said, they're not going to take that out because they put a really a bunch of time into making it look real pretty. But at the same time,
take one of the zeros from one end and put it on the other end.
Yeah, right, exactly.
It's a pretty easy fix. The two things you could say: one, it just needs a number fix, or two, they're trying to incentivize party play. However, even then, like you can't like it basically mandates it with the amount of time it takes.
It'd be more like FF11 than RO.
Yeah, the way I would solve it, the fights don't take that long if you can use your abilities. And that sounds weird, but
you run out of mana.
You run out of mana really fast in the game,
which
and healing mana is kind of expensive, especially early on. So like you fight a boss and you dump your abilities on it, and then it's you lost a third of its health in the first 10 seconds of the fight, and you're like, yeah, this is cool. And then you have to just either like
dance around, or sit,
or chug a bunch of mana potions, which isn't like a long term solution unless you're like, you know, have a high level character that you're feeding potions to or from.
Which brings up two funny points. The first is that spirit, which anyone who's played most MMOs know, it's the stat that gives you passive MP and HP regen, usually.
MP5.
That is a stat that, like, is the current meta correct thing for almost every class because, like, you need it more than anything else because your abilities...
That's a direct boost to your DPS there.
Yeah, your abilities don't get that much weaker if you don't have your primary stat, but you can cast them way more often if you have a whole bunch of spirit. So you've got, like, hunters who are just stacking spirit and they have no dexterity, no strength, no agility. They're just sitting there shooting out their abilities every five seconds.
If you look at the damage formulas for abilities, it'll say things like, you know, Arrow Storm does 200 plus dex damage. And what that means is it literally does 200 damage plus 1 point of damage for every point of dexterity you have. So if you would have had 30 points of dexterity at that time, you know, it's a...
230 damage.
Which, you know...
15% increase or whatever.
Yeah, a very small increase versus if you have that much spirit, you'd be able to fire off. You wouldn't have to, like, have any downtime whatsoever.
The math works out such that it's just exponentially better to throw more of those than to make it do a little more each time.
The abilities are mostly additive with stats versus multiplicative, so stats just aren't meaningful outside of auto-attack damage, but you don't have to auto-attack if you're throwing your abilities all the time.
In a third or fourth instance, the designers just didn't really care and didn't do the math to figure out where the numbers should be.
And the hilarious last problem that I'm going to bandy on about...
And then we can get away from this game.
Yes, please.
Is that healers are totally superfluous.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, if stuff can't kill you.
There's just no reason to have a healer. They don't buff well or enough, and the heals that you get don't matter for a lot of classes because they can heal themselves just fine.
Mm-hmm. Everyone's a blood death knight.
It's just terrible.
That's funny. Yeah, it sounds like that game has fallen into the... I would say it is the most common conundrum that I've seen games get into when they're being made, which is like, you get so bogged down in making the nuts and bolts of the thing work
that at some point you aren't actually making the fun. Like, you're not making the gameplay. You're just like, all right, I need these menus and these enemies, and now I have to, like, you have to go to this area and complete the thing, and then it's over. But they're just not to the point. Like, you know, again, hopefully they'll get there, but I mean, if they don't, that would suck real hard. But they're not to the point where they're, like, making it an enjoyable experience. It's just like, all right, there's bosses. These three this or works. Four work or whatever.
You can choose a class.
The game won't explode if you play it.
Yeah.
We should make an MMO.
Oh, let's not do that ever.
Sounds easy.
Everyone at this table for the next 10 years.
I've been working on a Spelunky game for about a year and a half.
That's something kind
of cool. Yeah, it's a lot of fun.
Right. What next?
Somewhere lost in a flash drive somewhere is that Pokemon Redo.
The greatest.
Somewhere. I'll never find it. It's gone.
I assume you've talked to Max about it.
He has no idea.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wade's computer exploded.
Yep, sorry.
That sucks when you lose cool old, like...
Even though it was pointless.
High school versions
right,
of things
you're going back and reading.
John Miguel's RPG.
What the hell was I thinking? This is not even close to funny.
A lot of it wasn't very funny, but some of it was.
A lot of Don Miguel's RPG was hilarious.
Yeah, that was timeless. There were no references to anything.
Yeah.
Except for...
Those references are really traps.
Yeah.
Created our own references.
I don't know if I still have the digital versions, but in one of those boxes we unpacked, I have printouts of some of the custom Dragon Ball Z trading cards.
Cool. Awesome. Did you, I found them.
Did you make them using the card creator on the website?
No. I think it was like the Fanatics template or something. Okay. One of the fan sites early on had a template you could use for like MPs and just like regular cards.
I remember that.
I hope Lorraine's getting them.
I think she is.
Hey, so, I created like dozens of cards in Thunderstone.
Yeah.
That was a great time.
Created a whole card.
That's the pile. I'm excited for this. Say, give them to them.
Well, those
just
are templates.
I was probably like 12 to 14 when I made those.
All right. Got a Piccolo MP stack here.
His own.
Hey, you guys, DBZ Fanatics.
Before King Kai's Planet, the real card
that's right.
came out.
Because this would have been Frieza Saga.
Yeah.
Like, this would have been the second set of the Dragon Ball Z card game, which was super early, and the game was basically a broken pile of crap.
Look at those links.
Attack plus 5, if stop, it's still successful, and does plus 3. That's a cool card. I would really like that. It's a little overpowered.
I'm
going
to pitch all of these to Richie.
Energy for 10 that can't be prevented or reduced.
That's what true power should have been.
Your opponent must play energy attacks to total to 10 or more life cards to stop this attack. That's awesome.
Dead zone.
These cards are so much better than the cards that actually came out.
And you were probably like 12.
Yes, exactly. I was definitely between the ages of 12 and 14 for certain.
I like this link level 1. All your physicals do plus 3 stages.
Drills and MP powers.
Great.
Used.
Physical doing plus 10 power stages that can't
like,
be stopped,
I did this
prevented
crap
too, or reduced.
You just have a card and you put link on it, because why not?
Uh-huh. What style is that? The
sword
mastery or
something? Totally works.
Sword position attacks do plus 4 stages.
This personality has a power that's once per game.
So is Kong Gohan.
Kong
right,
Gohan
yeah. was
once
for
per
that
game.
In the old game.
Yeah.
They have power that you
physical
can
for 8.
One time. Yep. And this must have been Trunks Saga because it has
because like
there were other sword cards.
Yeah, you have masteries.
Yeah, and masteries.
And locations. That's at least Android Saga.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah.
So we can trace it back to when it was.
For some of them. Like, this one doesn't say have the Android Saga symbol.
It was definitely before Cell, because there were not real Cells when I made those Cells.
This Piccolo could exist in Pansy and be perfectly fine.
Cards.
That was the worst thing. These people back then made these fake cards that were just complete useless, unbalanced
That's
garbage.
Still happening.
I know, but...
Just, yeah, they're so
Loki, take control of two of your opponent's cards.
Yeah. Like that guy is supposed to. Yeah. Ain't good.
Yep.
Is this would this be good in DBZ now?
Yeah.
Please comment.
Maybe I'll put pictures of those somewhere.
You should
I
definitely
put them in retro
them
or something. Yeah. And say, hey guys, I got these hot designs. I got previews for the next set.
That's what you should definitely say.
Do you like the new template?
Somebody should do that.
Do you like
the new template?
Do it. If you don't do that.
I will say our custom card technology has increased a lot since then.
Yeah. All right.
Still looks better than the set 4 template.
Shots fired.
That was mostly a joke. There's quotes at the bottom.
Flavor
of the
text.
I sell and assist. I'm perfect. Happened,
I am perfect.
Because they're just. I like looking back at the old ones.
Everyone
how silly
wishes
they
there
are.
Were still quotes.
They're silly.
Except the designers. All right, because that's like
the designers
a lot of
have
extra
to
work.
Pick them out.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
they should have them on personalities and nothing else.
Sure. I think I save room for all that blank space.
Oh, I know. Oh, sorry. I'm sorry. All that empty space. It's important. My bad. What was I thinking?
Ake should have released that write-up of why there was
I would have loved
blank
to have
space.
Seen that. Yeah.
I wish they would have done the technical document thing and this space intentionally left blank. You have to do that. I'm like, because we had to do that on some of our reports for school.
Yeah.
Like, it was one of the teachers who was like super anal about it.
Yeah.
But
like
that's
official documentation
thing.
For like more technical crap.
Like turning your design
if you have
a
bunch
like
of space on a thing, you have to cite that it's supposed to be that way. Not that it's just
it's
like
not a mistake
for some reason.
This is not a mistake.
Man,
what a treasure!
Mm-hmm. I'm glad we still play that game.
Yeah, it's still pretty fun.
This will be the last weekend I ever play that game.
This is it.
You know, win maybe. World and then just retire.
I don't think about
I'm done. Throw your cards on the ground. Walk
I played
away.
Two tournaments this year. Now I'm done.
I know. You played like the least.
I would definitely think about it. Yeah.
You played the least out of like every single person going to Worlds at all.
Yeah, probably. I mean, I can't say for sure.
You showed up for one thing. Did that.
Did it really well.
I'm sure that some of these other people only went to like the Oregon Regional.
Yeah, probably.
Almost definitely. Yeah.
But you won the one that mattered.
Yeah.
You
the
won
one with no prizes.
Is the one that
the only one that didn't pay money.
Right.
That too.
Worse prizes than the Toronto qualifier.
Yeah. I got to make a card that'll never get made.
Yeah.
Yep. Mm. Hey man, set 6 is just around the corner.
That might get pushed to set 6.
Man. Cool. Anyone have anything else? I've got one or two other things. One kind of related to that, if you want. I pulled two
amazing.
News things.
All right, please do.
If you want to, Phil, if you want to play other card games, especially digital ones, Hearthstone's official tournament season next year has a $1 million prize for their Worlds.
Holy shit.
So, and each of the top qualifiers are 100 grand each, apparently.
Hmm. Jeez. How do you have different qualifiers? Do they just happen at different times?
I think so, and... So some of their practice sessions, I forget what they're even called. It cites in here somewhere, this stupid article where like the get-togethers were like you would physically go to a place and like wake up to the same Wi-Fi network and play.
So you
Hearthstone
have to actually
people.
Physically go
but
to
not
a
for
place.
The major events, I don't think. But like there's you can get bonus, like you can get season points for the tournament season.
Yeah, they
for doing that.
They've been running commercials about it. I saw it's like this new thing they're doing where like you
God,
know, as people
hand.
In this like coffee shop on their tablets and everyone's like I'm playing Hearthstone and they hold up their tablets and
cute.
Now I can play my e-cards in person.
Yeah, right.
Just like an
actually sit across from him.
Yeah. God damn it.
Shower and leave my home.
You don't have to do that to play cards in person.
don't play though, because the comp format for Hearthstone sucks. But also you get $1 million, so maybe you do play it. I don't know.
Knowing I could make $1 million playing a card game, even one I have no interest in.
Largely without leaving
temptation.
Your home.
Yeah.
You technically play for free, although at this point
I wouldn't.
You can't.
Yeah. I can't imagine how much it would cost you to like crack packs to
just
get
like
most of a play set of stuff you would need.
Send a letter to one of like the big teams and say, like, look, I just won this tournament and this tournament. If you win Worlds, I'm this other guy. I'm guaranteed to do fine at this. And, like buy me the cards.
Sponsorship.
Yeah,
I was pretty good at the WoW card game 1 million years ago.
I'm sure you could get a sponsorship just to like get you cards, if not like a salary
it's still
or anything.
Sort of
but
I'll just ask. It was more similar early on than it is now.
They'd require that you have a streaming channel.
Which is fine. I could hook you up. I know how OBS works.
Okay.
I stream Spelunky
dailies.
I can't
see you wanting to do
that. Why did you tell me that?
Sorry. I knew it was bad information to give you.
Or go on to the next article.
It's still weird to me that makes so much more money for Blizzard than like WoW.
So
at this point.
Popular.
Right.
Well, yeah, that was the weird thing at BlizzCon is like they had all the press conference stuff and like people, they announced stuff for WoW and people were like, eh. And then it was like, here's some new Hearthstone stuff. Shit. And we're like, they were losing their minds.
Yeah, Hearthstone and Overwatch were the two biggest things there.
And this came out of the corpse of the WoW card game that Upper Deck destroyed.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Brave New World, man.
Uh-huh.
people are kind of excited just because they hate the meta right now, so they want it shaken up. I
really haven't played since like 2 weeks after the second expansion came out, so I have no idea what's going on in Hearthstone at this point.
Yeah, you run Warrior, you run Warlock, and then you decide what your weakest matchup for the third deck is. Oh yeah, you get three decks in that, by the way. Mm-hmm. So yeah, and everyone runs those two plus like Hunter or Priest or Mage.
That sounds awful. But it sounds like if a new set came out, someone who's really good at it would be able to dominate at the early phases of that set.
They just released their like mini expansion, another single player thing that has like 30 or 40 new cards. I have no idea what they are. Again, I haven't even actually read those, but I'll pick that up and play a little more of it. Hearthstone's still fun. It's a good time waster.
I don't have
especially
time
the draft.
For this.
So like,
play it at work.
I probably could.
You got a phone.
You're gonna get me fired. You're gonna get me fired.
And then you'll win $1 million,
and it'll be
rich.
Fine.
That's right.
It's okay, Mary. I've got a fallback option.
Card game.
I'm gonna win more money at cards.
I mean, at least your competitive thing, you're actually making bank off. I'm gonna fucking suffer in some middle class tournament tier for the rest of my life and whatever I play.
You got towards the top of TF2 for a bit there.
You play games that too many other people play.
Yeah, that's the problem.
Unlike
Hearthstone. We're talking about Hearthstone. Right?
Millions of players.
Yeah, exactly. They only have something like 30 million unique users or something. I have no idea what their average is, but I think it's probably a couple million people at any given time are doing something on Hearthstone.
That's a lot.
It is a lot.
Yeah.
That game's impressive. The fact that it hasn't bucked under the weight of like how many people use it is really impressive to me. I wonder what their networking backend is, because it's a Unity game.
Yeah.
Huh. But I wonder what the other hooks they put in to all the software is in there.
I was going to say, they certainly weren't expecting it to become this big. They did it as a side project.
They probably got a good jump just from having run WoW for all the time. They could run servers pretty well.
Yeah, they Blizzard can use the servers that aren't being used for WoW.
Boom.
Right, they're just moving.
Fold every
off
time
all
they lose
those old
million,
servers.
They lose a million people, WoW subscribers. They just,
put them in the Hearthstone
corner.
Down
the WoW instances and spin up more Hearthstone. More matchmaking.
It's perfect, guys. Just they're letting WoW die slowly.
So there's someday people will not remember that Hearthstone was derived from an MMO based in a fantasy universe.
That Warcraft movie's coming out next year.
Right,
that's right.
Trailer for that at BlizzCon.
That's all right.
Yep, that happened.
Orcs look really weird.
They do kind of weird.
It's just like human actors. Yeah. It's just jarring.
There's no way that wasn't going to look weird.
Yeah. I mean, they could have done makeup, but they're not going to do that.
They should just use Muppets.
100%.
Should have done it all in the CGI that WoW does, or that Blizzard does for all their other trailers.
That would probably be prohibitively expensive.
Probably.
That's probably why,
it's an interesting conundrum to be in. Too much CG is expensive. No CG is also expensive. Just right. The Goldilocks of movie making.
We're all waiting for this new Star Wars movie to see where it falls on that spectrum.
Yeah.
It's going to be closer to no CGI, from what I understand.
Except for space.
A lot of that can't be done without CGI.
No, they just launched the actors up there.
Speaking of space, I know we haven't mentioned
Speaking
this.
Of space.
We saw The Martian.
Good.
Yeah, we finally did. It was really good.
I hope
good.
You liked it.
I enjoyed it a great deal.
Cool.
We went with my sister, who had read the book and really wanted to see it. And we saw it.
I heard it's not that different from the book in most
ways. There was simple. Maybe like two parts that it was just kind of, she was a little different, but she loved it. Good. We loved it. It was a good time.
It was well made. I don't think I've ever heard of anyone seeing it and being like, that was pretty crappy.
The movie was garbage.
Not enough explosions.
There were some explosions.
There were some explosions.
But not potatoes. Enough.
Now you're
spoiling it. Damn it. I still haven't seen it.
Me either.
There are potatoes.
They leave.
Now I have my expectations all the way up here.
Where are the potatoes?
The Irish blood just wants some potatoes, even in your movies.
Getting to the potato factory.
So what's that next article?
The other thing that I was going to cite was, it wasn't even an article, but I think it was, I saw it first on Twitter or something.
Good.
PS2 emulation is coming to the PS4.
Yeah.
Huh.
And kind of already in it, but like not in a broad sense.
Like backwards compatibility?
Yes.
Yep.
Huh. Yeah, because one of those, I forget if it was just the giant console bundle or some other special edition, but one of the bundles of Battlefront, Star Wars Battlefront, that you could get for the PS4... came with like two or three old Star Wars games. One of them was Star Wars.
I heard about that.
And then one of them was Jedi Starfighter, I think. It was one of the PS2. No, it was one of the PS2 space combat games. Okay. So that game runs on PS4 now, and I guess they're looking into just doing that for basically the entire PS2 back catalog.
Right.
And it's not clear whether they'll just at some point let you put a disc in and have it work.
That'd be awesome.
Or if this is just going to be like, we're selling PS2 games on the store now. So
$10.
$10 a pop.
Maybe I'll finally get to play Shadow of the Colossus.
Right? Right.
I think there are some PS2 games already on, like, PSN.
Yes, but those are only for PS3, which is even weirder.
That is very strange. Really yes.
Because only some PS3s can play all PS2 games, but I think all PS3s can play the ones that they put up on the store digitally. Hmm. I might be wrong about that.
That's really weird.
Thanks, Sony.
Yeah, the backwards compatibility stuff on PS3 got really confusing after they released a couple different versions of that console.
Mm-hmm.
Speaking of PS2 games, I need to hear about your Persona adventure.
We can close out with this.
Is there anything else then before we finish?
Those were the Bloodborne. Only news-ish things.
I played Bloodborne. It was awesome, yes.
I want to finish Bloodborne. I didn't play nearly enough of that game.
Our lovely character that we made, he's a vision.
Alfred J. Duck.
Yep.
Duck. As we ran out of space, we're going to write Duck Chin.
He's a blue vision.
He's a monster.
I'm glad you liked that game, Wade. I really want to play more of it.
Amazing game. 9.5 out of 10.
It looked fun watching you guys play.
I've liked every successive Souls game to some extent. Like, I never really played Demon's Souls. I liked Dark Souls a lot. And then Dark Souls 2 was like, it was fine. It was okay.
Demon's Souls was good.
Hearing about the finer plot points that aren't so obvious from Bloodborne makes it even better. Like, there's a lot to that game that they don't hit you over the head with.
I like that.
From does really that with all their games, and it's great. There's a ton of lore
for Dark Souls if you give a shit, which, like, I personally don't.
The Metroid Prime style of storytelling. Mm-hmm. It's there if you feel like reading it.
You end a lot of lives you don't even know about.
Cool.
Woohoo!
Yeah!
The kill count rises.
Frag King.
Anyway, go ahead,
Kyle. Alright, so I played a little bit of this so far, and I just got platinum yesterday.
That's just awesome.
That's amazing. I'm really stoked.
I have yet to actually do that.
Really?
I didn't go too whole ham my first playthrough. I just wanted to play it.
I played through it the first time, and I got to the end, and I had been inefficient, I guess. I couldn't max out all my social links.
It's really hard to do.
Yeah, right, which is apparently really hard to do.
I can chime in with some Persona 3 stuff.
Yeah, if you max your social links without, like, a guide, it's nearly impossible.
Yeah, that's...
Like, you can New Game Plus
and
be okay.
When I did it, again, with a guide, just telling me basically how to do your interactions, it's like, I could have never done this.
They have, like, a year, like, planner. Like, you talk to this, you hang out with them
like,
now,
every day is planned out for you for an entire year.
I almost did that with my replay of Persona 3, because I had beaten it
doesn't
like,
sound like much fun.
A handful. I didn't want to. And ended up just like, I think there were maybe like two people I didn't max out in my second playthrough, even though I kind of disregarded people I already did.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Because you still have the item that you get to make the max.
Right,
so
you can always
anyway.
Have their high level summon.
And I started at like level 78 and ended at like 90 something. Just steamrolling. It was so much fun playing that game a second time.
I definitely put it on super. I played it on hard.
Mm-hmm.
The first time around, which was a little harder than I thought it would be, so I put it on very easy on the New Game Plus.
So yeah, because you wanted to save your other like your daytime stuff.
Right, I didn't want to waste time on this.
And then you go into the dungeon one day, clear the whole thing in a single run, and then
that's what I was doing.
And I make millions of dollars so I can do all my summoning.
I started with like 3 million, got up to and then got up to around like 9 million. Blew like 6 million filling out more of my compendium and got up to like 90-some%. But there are no trophies because it's a PSP game, Persona 3, which I was really sad about, which is kind of why I didn't like push really hard at the end. And then
I just need that little.
All right, I just need something to tell me I did it.
I know.
But anyway,
I would like to go back and try to 100%
like,
four.
Like what he was saying earlier with Fallout 4, he just kind of wastes his time, does whatever, and doesn't focus much on the main plot. I didn't realize I would be unable to play like that to an extent.
Sure.
It's like, it's like, your sister's in the dark world. You have to save her by the end of the end of the week. It's like, well, I want to go to band practice and hang out with my girlfriend. And,
I got letters to fold.
But the mysterious box.
I got to go to my job at the hospital. I don't want to do this.
Yeah, get macked on by the weird news.
Right.
She was great.
Devil social. pretty sure she's the devil.
Yeah, she is.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
The businessman's the devil in 3. So hang out with him at night.
It was kind of frustrating at the end of the game where I had like 4 or 5 different things 90% done. I was like, oh, by the way, game over. Mm-hmm. You're done now.
Oh, yeah.
Did you get the good
ending
your first time through, or...
It sounds like
you just hit through the TV.
Yeah, I say it's the part. It can the game continues after right. the hospital unless you pick the wrong thing.
Right. I think I knew at that point that it was going to have you know separate endings based on how you did it. So I intentionally did it to the point where the game ended there and you killed him.
You monster.
Whatever.
Like, you could fix it all in your new game plus.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, that's what run 2 is for. Mm-hmm.
I saw all the different endings by the time I was finished.
Okay.
That's awesome.
You're a monster.
I was surprised how much fun a second playthrough of a Persona game was.
It was real fast, because I skipped through all the dialogue, which is maybe 85% of that game is dialogue.
Well, I sat through it, because I had played that game like years ago.
Okay.
It wasn't like, I wasn't doing it like hot
successive
off the heels.
Successive back to back.
Oh, God, no. The final boss fight only took me a half hour, as opposed to like the 45 minutes did the first time, because I was just murdering him. Mm-hmm. 13 faces.
Jeez.
God damn.
Yeah, right. Wow. I remember Doug talking about that fight a lot.
God damn.
And one of them can just, like, kill you.
He actually didn't kill anyone, because we were just, like, I was on point.
Okay.
People were charging up their magic, using the magic, and then healing, kind of. We didn't really need to, and I had a lot of healing items anyway, because I didn't use them through the entire game, because
Because it's like, an RPG, and you don't use healing items.
Strong.
Because I was steamrolling everyone.
You do use healing items if you're really pro.
Yeah.
You have 4 DPS, and they just all have healing items.
Oh, I know. I played Persona 4. I know how this works.
I don't use my healing items in Fallout, Gabe. It's okay.
Thank you.
I went into the last dungeon on the second playthrough with the New Game Plus boss, Margaret.
And oh, yeah.
I told myself, oh, I'll do this on, you know, the hard difficulty again just to challenge myself. And it kicked my ass so hard.
Yeah, man.
Even though everything's at level 99 maxed out. Mm-hmm.
Margaret doesn't fuck
this.
Around.
I had to
you
put
have
it
to
on
fight that fight solo, right?
No. You have all 4 of you guys. I had to do it on very easy, and it was still very difficult.
Persona Q is actually what I was thinking about. Where you fight her and the other two.
I did play and finish that game.
Did you?
I don't know if I told you.
Oh, no. Okay.
I did. I played through the 3 half.
Okay.
Which I've is what made me want to play Persona 3 after that.
It's cute. It's very cute. And the third dungeon's scary.
No, you did know, because I had said I put the boss to sleep a bunch of times.
Oh, that's
and
right.
And was just destroying, because you can't do that. Status effects don't work in regular Persona games.
Oh, yeah, no. It's because this
you
is
can't
a...
can't put them to sleep.
Yeah, this is an Etrian Odyssey
I know.
Game. It's not a Persona game.
So you can't cheese them like I did in Q.
Banish Doom.
That's the old
there's
old
characters
go-to.
Who just have, like, instant death things that work if you build them to work in Persona Q. It's great. I love it.
The stupid game, though, it had all these spell names that are just like word garbage nonsense.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I'd have a list of abilities. Like, I don't know what any of these do.
Like, elemental stuff is easy.
Once you understand the scheme, like, it's
when
Mabufu
I was 40 hours into the game,
I
mostly figured it out.
Like the buff ones, like, everyone gets a more attack or, like, lower their... It's
luckily, there were mostly no point in using them.
Yeah. There's, like, a naming coherence, but it's not worth figuring out.
I could see that there were, like, points that connected here.
Yeah, it's like, this makes thing go up, this makes thing go down, this...
Yeah. Like, I can see how coming to the series or, like, playing a game for the first
time...
Right,
I never played
any of
those.
You would, like, take notes or whatever, like, I don't know what any of this means.
Mm-hmm. What do you mean?
Yeah. I don't, are they just word garbage, or are they, like, Latin or something?
I have no idea.
Okay.
I assume it means something in Japanese. You could tell that game was, like, literally directly translated without much
That's part of the appeal, in my opinion. Like,
I used to that.
Because we're so used to, like, those, like, I'm eating jelly donuts-style translations, and it's kind of nice just to have a game that is, like, unapologetically just
this is
Japanese. Yeah. I wouldn't want everything to be like that, but it's cool that it is.
Also, the turn... 80% of the way through the game when you find out who the killer is was kind of dumb.
So
there was no indication up to that point that was the guy.
As far as, like, could you have guessed that? Or
right.
Or,
he's
like,
been completely normal. And
in Golden there is, but it was...
He was playing Golden.
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. There was no foreshadowing at all.
What?
There were none.
Okay.
None.
Gabe begs to differ.
None! And then you get the weird game over because you didn't figure it out.
Yeah.
You
messed
TV.
Up, Scooby-Doo.
Sorry.
That's
it's
right.
it's literally just
bear.
A process of elimination. It's like, well, it absolutely couldn't have been any of these people. So I guess it was this guy because I can't physically rule it out for some reason.
I think I'm somewhere between you two, but the Heavy Rain is the game that does that worse than I think any other game I can remember.
Jason.
Well, that too, but like
Jason.
That game has the like also find
Jason.
The killer thing
okay.
just at the end
Sean.
Where that is the character that they choose for it to be is like really stupid.
Your son?
No, it's one of your characters.
Oh, I didn't see
the like Killer Seven.
You're like looking for your son.
Yeah, it's one of the guys you
killed
play
him
as.
Maybe
okay.
or something.
The
cool. awkward sex.
What was
scene.
It? What was that
That's
game? The Final Fantasy ripoff game, Last Story.
Ah.
The killer, the bad guy, turns out to be somebody who was in your party the entire game, and then you kill him.
Oh,
that's cool.
I heard that game
spoilers.
Was
lackluster.
There's been a lot of spoilers in this
yeah,
podcast.
Lackluster is
yeah.
the perfect word for that game.
I put a spoiler warning at the start of the thing.
No.
So, like, these are the games we talk about.
These are
anyway.
All old games at this point. I don't care.
Yeah.
Spoilers in Bloodborne, you murder
hey.
Everyone.
All right. It's a newish game. I'll probably play it at some point.
Spoilers,
and
you potatoes.
Murder everyone.
Potato spoilers.
Yep. Undertale
potato
has
spoiled.
Good music.
No.
I'll probably play the Persona 5 when it comes out now.
Good.
It was good.
If it
the dungeons were kind of repetitive, but...
Mm. Oh, like the layouts and stuff?
Yeah, especially the layouts.
Yeah, for sure. That stuff grinds a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of...
Kicking you out of this family.
It's
one
good.
Of the cool things about 3, if you ever played, is
I guess
like...
my question, since you've played 3, is it a lot like that?
It's like... Instead of like going in to like the TV world,
uh-huh.
going to different
but
dungeons,
it's still sort of set up in the same way where you just choose what you do with your period, your time periods.
Oh yeah,
that's
all of
exactly
that is
the same.
3 and 4 are actually the only ones that are really like that. 2, 1
yeah.
and 2 are different.
2 is weird.
Yeah, they're like
you kill Hitler
first
in that
person.
One.
Cool.
Like,
he's got glasses. He's not Hitler.
Well, they did that in the Americans.
He's nerd Hitler.
Nerd Hitler.
They're like sunglasses,
they're
so they're
sunglasses.
Cool Hitler.
Okay. Cool Hitler.
Look like they're kind of like Earthbound-ish, aren't they? Because you like just. It's first person, and
you
like
fight
a
screen,
and you just choose actions.
Yeah.
Also, your characters are adults.
Yeah,
which
yeah.
I don't mean that as like a good or bad thing, but it sets a very different
very
tone
different.
For the game.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, so 3 is basically exactly the same like that. You go to school.
All right.
You hang out after school.
You don't go to
jobs.
School in Bloodborne.
No.
I mean, you get educated,
yeah.
but
yeah.
The one thing that's really different is like how you do the dungeon stuff, because that's only at night.
Okay.
So you like, and you pick when you go. Like, it's just kind of like, do you want to go tonight? Okay, let's go. And
no, my
go.
Sister's gonna die. I'm going to band practice.
Yeah.
You don't have any family. You're like you.
Well,
you're a sad
died.
Loner kid.
Everyone is a sad loner.
That's
kid.
True.
Oh, cool.
You're shoved in a dorm together.
Yeah.
This is a fancy rich school.
It's a sad loner dog too.
Yeah, he's the best. Koromaru is my
yep.
favorite.
Koromaru.
But
it's
see like the Teddy of that game.
He's
in that
dog.
He's
like,
literally
he
a dog.
Okay.
He
okay.
barks.
All right.
And he's cute.
He barks, and then a Cerberus comes out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah,
dog
not,
persona.
There's not really
yeah.
a Teddy in Persona 3.
No.
That's a weird character.
There probably
I
will
like
be in 5, though.
Just
because Teddy's cool.
I've seen the trailer for it. It's like the thief
yeah.
cat or whatever.
Yeah, Teddy's the character you assume you're going to hate, but then he actually is like, once he
pretty
becomes
awesome.
A character,
he's
pretty cool.
At
yeah,
some point.
Exactly.
Like they
he makes weird faces when he does sit-ups.
I was never upset about anything he did. So.
Yeah.
Every time he got... squished flat like a cartoon. Good.
Yeah. He just kind of stayed like that for a while.
He had to bulk up and get a human body.
That he like grew or something?
Yeah, it just appeared one day. He had
and,
a human
and he was
body
naked.
Inside.
Man, that game's so good. Oh, God.
But it comes out of like the weirdest anime sequence where he's like naked inside drinking the water.
Yeah.
You should watch the anime.
It's
I
actually
did.
Pretty good.
You did.
I'm so happy that we did this.
The King's Game scene is amazing.
Oh,
it was
they're
real
actually
weird.
In like
yeah,
in
the bar. Or not the bar, like the nightclub.
The nightclub.
Well, yeah, but that's like, that's so... That takes place in the Persona 3 place.
Yeah, I figured
they
that out. That like that whole trip was
yeah.
to the Persona
they went to
3
Persona 3,
town,
right?
Yeah.
But everyone has graduated, because
okay.
that game takes place like 2 years before.
Yeah.
Same universe?
Yes.
Yep, if you play Persona 4 Arena, then the characters are 2 years older in that.
Mm.
So
if you play Q, they're like, hey, we've been to the... Like, you
yeah,
can,
that's really
in
weird
3,
in Q.
You go to the Imagi Inn.
Really?
And
you see
baby
Yukiko
and
the
that's cool.
or whatever.
Yeah. All right. I like
but
those little world building things.
In 3, you're climbing a tower. That's the thing.
Okay.
But it's floors of a dungeon.
It's floor,
I mean,
yeah.
Yes.
You're going up floors, but they're all randomly generated.
Alright.
And
it is like the whole dungeon for the entire game, one big tower.
Yes.
Okay.
And you're going up blocks, like after,
yeah, it's broken up.
Yeah,
yeah,
it's like
you can only
floors
get
1
so
through 10
far
or like
before
a
you fight
certain
like
dungeon.
The month boss.
Yeah.
And yeah,
you can do it just whenever you want instead of like waiting for people
like
to get
I do,
pushing a TV.
And
mm-hmm. it just
do
a weird
new
tone
plus,
for me.
And you just blaze through everything.
Yeah.
You can finish all the content in like
oh,
a day.
Yeah. Kind of. Well, I guess you get stuck. Then you have to wait till like
okay.
the full moon.
Yeah.
You fight the boss. Then you keep going.
I'm glad you liked it.
That was fun.
Me too. I'm glad you watched the... Did you watch the Golden anime?
I'm going to, probably.
A lot of people hate it, I like it.
Right, yeah. I figured it was a little
New Game Plus, actually. Yeah.
I did watch the first episode, and
it was kind of New Game Plus, which is really funny.
Like, in the first episode, he gets his powers, he kills, like, three demons or whatever, like, it's a big deal. Yeah. And then in the Golden episode one, he kills, like, 2 million demons, like, it's nothing. It's just got this smug look on his face, like,
I got the news personification.
It's really erratic.
Yeah, and everything he says is actually, like, a line from the game, but he says, like, picks, like, the asshole options that you can pick as a joke in the game.
Be a dick and go home is probably my favorite dialogue prompt in the game ever.
What was that from?
That's from, like, early on when you're...
When you came to hang out with the basketball kid the first time. It's, you can help him clean up the court, right, or you can be a dick. Choose be a dick and go home.
I remember that now.
I don't have that on here. It's unfortunate. It's such a good thing.
Not much role playing if the game tells you what your morality is.
You don't have to do that.
Yeah. You can choose not to be a dick and stay.
You're a blank slate. You're like zero.
Yeah.
Full of infinite possibilities.
Shut up.
No, I still like that game a lot.
We ready to wrap it up?
Oh, yeah, sorry, we should get going. But yeah, we'll talk more about that at some point.
That's true.
Kyle's gotten so deep into it.
Thanks,
gotta play Q, man.
Nope.
It's good. Or be an ass and go home.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was be an ass.
Oh, good.
I believe you. And leave.
Be an ass and leave.
So I think it had a similar prompt for the other version, because, you know, you can either be on the basketball team or the soccer team.
Yeah.
But I think the second time around, it was just like, you know, you're cleaning up after the soccer team, and I think it was just kind of the same thing.
Yeah, I joined the soccer team, too, when I played.
The one thing about that game I'm not sure about is, like, you can have, like, 6 girlfriends.
They find out, though. They figure it out.
In
Persona 3.
Right.
I could have as many boyfriends as I wanted.
I had no negative repercussions here. Nobody ever caught on.
Really?
Except there was one day, it's like Valentine's Day or whatever. It was either that or Christmas, and everybody asked you to hang out, and you just politely say no. Like, you're not going somewhere else, are you? No answer. Like, okay. And then just, like, the next day, they're back to normal.
Spend an evening with Teddy.
Yeah.
Night on the town, picking up chicks with Teddy.
Mm-hmm.
Every day's great. Bam. At your Juness.
Yeah, we have to stop. Yep. Oh, man. Yeah, that game's good. Yeah, that's going to do it.
Pretty weird.
Mm-hmm. It's very weird.
We're getting there. Back in the saddle. I'm not going to let it lapse this time. Mm-hmm. If something, like, holidays are going to be busy, but if stuff comes up, Lorraine and I will sit down and do something, just so there's, like, something on the feed.
Yep.
So... we'll be back every 2 weeks. Woo! We're doing it.
Good night, everyone.
Woo! Finally got a building to... my house is all set up.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Well, out of work behind you. And I'm sure plenty
more ahead. Yeah, definitely a bunch ahead, but we're not going to talk about that now. Awesome. Well, thank you guys for hanging out.
Thanks for having me.
Yep, absolutely.
Fun to sit down and talk.
And up.
Bloodborne.
It's good.
We'll talk about how disappointed we were in the Star Wars movie next time.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
I won't have seen it because I will be predicting that response.
I'm anticipating liking it.
I'm actually kind of excited for it.
I don't think it'll be bad. I liked the Star Trek movie. Why wouldn't I like this?
Mm-hmm. Right. That's fair. J.J. Abrams is good at what he does.
Yeah. I like Super 8. The movie was fun.
Never saw it.
Anyway.
No, let's talk about movies for an hour. Let's segue right into the next.
I'm leaving. Bye.
Yeah, all right.
He's our ride.
Thank you for listening, for myself and everyone else here. Woo! We will be back with more stuff in the future.
Send more emails.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Yes, please.
Pickens.